In the mid-1980s, compact discs began to flood record stores, marking the beginning of the digital music era and rendering vinyl records nearly obsolete.
But with the recent rise of vinyl record sales, this stubborn format has made a surprising comeback, and independent record stores are at the center of it.
Tomorrow is Record Store Day, and Dave Zero, owner of Mad City Music Exchange, joins us in the studio now to tell us more about it. Dave, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So tomorrow is Record Store Day, National Record Store Day, I take it.
Yes.
What happens on National Record Store Day?
Record Store Day is basically a celebration of record stores and independent businesses, record stores across the nation, if they want to participate in it. Most do. There's always a few that don't. They have a lot of special limited edition releases for sale, and it's kind of up to the individual record store if they're going to participate and how they're going to participate. My store, we have live bands playing. We'll have buskers out front. We have giveaways. We'll have... It's a big day. We open up early. We stay late. It's a big hooray for us, and I'm proud to be part of it. Really,
how did it begin?
It began about 7 years ago. I'm a little fuzzy on the exact details. It was basically just a great idea from a couple folks out on the East Coast. They saw the decline of record stores happening over the past 5 or 6 years. Right around 2000 is when there was a big record store day death watch. Record stores were going down and left and right, and they wanted to do something to try to rally the troops. And it was good timing because Record Store Day started just about the same time record stores actually started to rally themselves. People were learning how to make a business and how to make a living with record stores while juggling this new way of media, juggling the new way of music that's happening.
Well, and it's a bit ironic. We see the rise of iTunes and other digital media, digital downloads, and yet people are waiting for the next new releases to now come out on vinyl. How did that evolve?
Devolve? I feel in a way it's kind of a reaction to having everything so readily available online. I mean, technically, record stores don't need to be there, but a lot of music fans want them, and that's why we're still around. People's reaction to being able to have everything so quickly and so digital, a real music fan is going to go in and they're going to buy their album. They're going to buy their CD. They're going to buy their vinyl. It sounds better, and it kind of shows that you actually are a music fan. When you want to take this music and you want to bring it into your home, you make it part of your life. And you just don't get the same experience with an MP3 or being able to download something on your phone, listen to it once or twice. There's really nothing there. There's nothing actual or tangible to hold on to. And it's great. It's showing that the actual record is an art form. It's not just a piece of disposable media. Mm-hmm. It's an actual art form.
And what about the sound of the actual records themselves? I've heard people say that the sound is just warmer and it has more character, and that you'll never get it in digital media. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, it's a cliche because it's true. Anything that's analog is going to sound better than digital. Anytime you put something digital, it's going to compress. It's just the nature of digital. As long as the record is mastered properly, as long as the album was recorded properly, put onto vinyl, it's always going to sound better. I do think technology has gone to a time when remastering albums is really good on CD, and I think there's a lot of really great sounding CDs, but it's always going to be close. It's always going to be just close to the vinyl sound, and you'll never be able to actually capture that because it's a digital.
But the appeal of vinyl seems to be like just a narrow fraction of the entire music market, and I'm curious, A, if that's true, and B, if it's enough to keep record stores alive.
Yes, definitely. It is a narrow fraction, but music in general has so fractioned in the past 10 to really 15 years that anything works. I mean, it's a small fraction, but music sales just aren't the same as they used to be. And if people actually want to buy vinyl, they'll be coming forward with that, I believe.
And who buys the most vinyl at your store? Is it just hipsters with fancy beards, or is it regular people?
Well, we do appreciate our beardos that come in. it's everyone. We have the older generation that have been there and never gave up with it. They've been buying records and used records since the 60s and 70s. There's a whole crew of kids that are 30 and under that all their new releases are sold to them. Again, it goes back to the idea of like they're showing that they are the music fan because they want to bring everything in. It's all over the board, really. There's people that, like me, who were in a weird generation. I started buying vinyl right out of high school, right in high school, because it was cheap. Yeah, I could find, you know, I would go to Goodwill and be able to find my entire Ramones collection for a couple bucks. I remember the day I found my Elvis Costello and Neil Young for $12 and their entire collection. But now, I kind of grew up with it. So there are people that were buying vinyl. They want to stay with vinyl. They have some CDs. It's the music fan's a picky person, and they always enjoy the option of having vinyl or CDs.
Sounds like you speak from experience.
Yeah,
I your vinyl.
I like to play it down, but really, there's no way around it.
If we were to listen to an album on vinyl to convert us, you know, away from our MP3s, what do you think is a record that just sounds so much better on vinyl than it does on MP3 or CD or something?
Yeah, it's a very good question. An old Neil Young record. Just about, he is such an audiophile that all his records were mastered so well. You can, it jumps out of the speakers. If you have even mediocre speakers, the old Neil Young records will sound fantastic, even if they're all beat up and crackly. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of newer stuff that sounds good. I would go for the old stuff first, a really nice copy of an old Neil Young record. Even stuff like the Stones or any classic rock. That's when they were still mastering records properly.
It's nice. People can go and take advantage of the fact that one person's junk is another person's treasure. And there are a lot of old vinyl records out there in resale shops and everything. And so if you want to find an old record, you can usually find them for cheap because people
usually
discarded them. They thought, oh, vinyl's going away. I'm going to buy the CD version of this.
That's exactly why I started buying vinyl to begin with. Now there is definitely, since there is a resurgence, the vinyl prices, of course, have gone up a little bit. And it's interesting because more people want vinyl now, probably within the last 20 years. Mm. But there's almost a little bit less to go around. So you have to kind of search for it. The prices have gone up a little bit, but you can still find decent stuff. I mean, we put out, I would guess we put out at least 1,000 used records every month, over 1,000 used records every month. And the only problem we have with them is making sure we can price them in time. I mean, we're constantly selling out of them because it's great. I mean, we have a crowd. We know how to let our crowd know that things are happening. You know, the records are coming out, what the new releases are. And it's just kind of all independent businesses is a juggling act. And we've learned how to juggle that and sell to our audience, and people love the vinyl again.
How do you feel about sort of the nostalgic aspects of vinyl? If it's not retro for you, then it's nostalgic. And then, you know, for me, it's sort of the needle hitting and the little bit of crackle before the music starts. Do you think that's part of the appeal?
Oh, totally. Yeah, completely. It's a part of the appeal. There's so many reasons people go to vinyl. There's so many reasons people... I mean, it's music, so it's an emotional response. And it's you're naturally going to be drawn to it. And there's many, many different reasons why people have emotional responses to anything. Some people, it's opening the sound of a cracking book. You know, the first time you open it, that way you feel like you own the book. So a lot of people feel the same way with a record. The first time you open a record, you hear that crack and you know you're the first one to use it. Or when you drop the needle on, it's an emotional response. So comes from many different directions.
And one quick question about care. I'm sure a lot of people want to get the most out of their record. How should we care for our records so they don't get scratched or broken?
There's a lot of ways. You can check out our website, madcitymusic.net, and we actually have a special, you know, getting back into vinyl and vinyl care tips that has a lot of information on there. And, you know, we especially set that up since there are so many new people into vinyl. Don't touch it on the inside. Hold it around the edges of the vinyl. Don't let your roommates touch it. That in my personal experience, never let your roommates touch it. I've lost a lot of great records that way.
And roommates, I'm sure.
You're exactly. Try to keep it clean. It's all over the board. You know, treat it like it's something. It's important. Treat it like have fun with it, but treat it like it's something you want to keep sounding nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, again, sorry for the plug. MadCityMusic.net is, you know, we have all this vinyl information on how to keep your vinyl in good shape.
And so what are you looking forward to most tomorrow?
Oh, wow. What am I looking forward to? It's such a fun day. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone because it's such a great combination of our regulars and new people. We have people that travel from Milwaukee up north, Wisconsin, Illinois. They try to make the rounds. We've got a lot of great record stores in town. I'm always looking forward to seeing kids showing up on their first record store day. I've talked to a lot of folks about, you know, there's always a new crop of kids who are really excited because it's their first time. And, you know, I love seeing those guys come back. We have some great bands playing mm-hmm. at 2 o'clock, Building on Buildings and the Dharma Dogs, some buskers outside. It's more of a party atmosphere. It's a lot of work, but it's a really great feeling by the end of the day, seeing so many people come in and just, you know, being happy to be there with you.
Yeah, it's certainly an experience. Well, Dave, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That was Dave Zero, owner of Mad City Music Exchange in Madison.